Okay, someone comes and absorbs him with the following question. He said, the pasuk says, Baruch pri vitnecha, blessed shall be the fruit of your womb in this week's parsha. Someone comes to Zorbasin and says, there's a woman arrived in the delivery room without her husband. She was already at one of the advanced stages of labor. After the birth, the doctor happily told the woman, mazal tov, you have a healthy baby girl. The woman burst out crying, but she wasn't crying out of joy, she was crying out of sorrow. When the doctor asked her why she was so upset, she responded that she already had 6 daughters at home, and she had received strict instructions from her husband to go to the hospital by herself. And if the baby would be a girl, she should not tell him, nor should she bring the baby home. Incredible, unfortunately, terrible, terrible story. The doctor calmed the woman down and assured her that with Hashem's help, everything would work out for the best. The doctor left the room to call the husband and wished him a mazal tov, you had a baby boy. The doctor's tone turned serious then with the husband, and he told the husband that when he comes now into the hospital, before going to see his wife and the baby boy, he should come see him in his office because they have some details to talk over with him. But finally, the husband gets there, and the husband gets to the doctor's office, and he offers the father a glass and instructs him to remain calm, and he tells the father to sit down. The story goes, the doctor explained to the father that the child is born with several birth defects. The doctor began to say that one leg was being longer than the other, and some more serious problems. Then, starting telling him some brain issues, and also some heart issues. Finally, it was too much to bear. The father had his face in his hands, and he cried bitterly. He confessed that the reason why he knows that the baby was born unhealthy is because of what he did to his wife. What would have been so terrible if he had another baby girl for a 7th girl? The doctor said, if that's true, you need to repent, Hashem, for what you've done. Mazal tov, you have a healthy baby girl. Everything I just said is not true. After the stunned father recovered from his second shock, he thanked the doctor very much for helping his wife. However, the doctor wants to know from Rav Zorbasin, did he do the right thing? Meaning, did he tell the father who told his wife not to bring home the 7th daughter because he wanted a son so much, did he do the right thing about making up the story that the Rechman al-Etzlan, this baby had tremendous issues? So, Rav Zorbasin, before he gets to this psak, quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra, and tells us in Bava Basra, Tezayin and Aleph, that we know that Penina would make fun of Chana, but saying how she wasn't blessed with children, but all her kavanas were done for the sake of L'shem Shemayim. However, we know that Penina was punished, and every time Chana bore a child, Penina buried 2 of her own. So Chaim Shmulavitz, I don't understand, if she was doing something good, she was doing something for L'shem Shemayim, then why did she get punished also? So Chaim Shmulavitz explains, says Rav Zorbasin, that even though Penina had a compelling motive, she had a L'shem Shemayim type of reasoning to spur her sister to daven, nevertheless, she still caused Chana terrible anguish. She still caused her tremendous pain. Causing someone's pain is a terrible, terrible thing. And regardless of one's intention of doing so, at the end of the day, she did something wrong. Therefore, that's why Penina was punished. However, where does that leave this well-being the physician? Did the doctor do something right or not? Says Rav Zorbasin, the doctor did actually a tremendous mitzvah. The father is not acting properly, and it's permissible to cause him pain if someone's not acting properly in the right fashion. No, the Gemara tells us about mitzvah on Nunchesim Abayz that there's a prohibition against verbally abusing one's friend. Someone is not allowed to violate that isser. You're not allowed to abuse one's friend. For example, if one's friend has a lot of tragedies, they shouldn't tell him, because we know what the Gemara says that Eo's friends didn't tell him. Eo's friends only told him because when he deserved it. The Sma, says Rav Zorbasin, explains that Eo's friends only told him so because Eo had complaints to Hashem for his behavior. In our case as well, the doctor had every right. The father was ungrateful. So just like Eo's friends told him because Eo had complaints against Hashem, they had to tell him the tragedy. So too here, the doctor was 100% right because the father was ungrateful for Hashem's kindness for this baby girl and maybe pained to set him straight. Also, says Rav Zorbasin, we know the Gemara says an amazing, amazing proof, the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us on Kufchesim and Aleph that Rav, once traveling on a boat on a river whose waters were contaminated, the waters were impure. Shmuel was an expert doctor and realized that Rav had drunk from the water then and had been infected. Shmuel decided to cure Rav, but he done it in a secret way. He invited Rav to his house and served him foods that would have a laxative effect on Rav. Yet he didn't tell Rav where he could go to relieve himself, so it would take Rav time. Shmuel's purpose, says Rav Zorbasin, was for everything in Rav's system to be thoroughly expelled. This caused Rav's great discomfort. Basically, Shmuel gave him some sort of laxative without telling him, although it ultimately cured him. Says Rav Zilberstein, we learn from Shmuel that one may cause his friend pain when his intent is to benefit him. Meaning, the reason why Shmuel gave Rav these laxatives is because he drank something, the water that was impure. And even though he didn't tell him out from the outset, we see, says Rav Zilberstein, that Shmuel helped Rav even though it looked like he was hurting him. So at the end of the day, the doctor, you know, it might look like he did such a tremendous thing for those 4 or 5 minutes where the father thought he was having a child with a lot of birth defects. At the end of the day, it's all about the end goal. Bezer Hashem Yisbach HaKadosh Baruch Hu should only bless us to have good news to share. And I think the lesson is that we should be appreciative of what we have. We have boys, we have girls, we have simchas. We shouldn't be looking over our shoulder at someone else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to always focus on ourselves and thank Him from what we have. And finally, we just quote the Avudram. The Avudram tells us there's one part of Shemona Esrei that we can't have Shidach Tziba for. Meaning the whole Rifa'inu and Baruch Aleinu and Tekabah Shofar and all the brachas, you can have a Shidach Tziba, you can have a messenger for. But there's one part, and what is that? That's the part of Modim. Because you can't have a Shlich to say thank you. We have to say thank you ourselves. Hashem should bless us that we should be thankful to Him for all the brachas that we have. Never look over our shoulder and only have good things to share with us and with our friends and families. Shkoich.